This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulation, nitric oxide, substance P, and pain perception, and finally a story about multifidus muscle size and chronic low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 481, recorded October 17th. 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Previous studies have analyzed the effects of spinal manipulation on pain sensitivity by using several sensory modalities, but no studies have focused on serum biomarkers involved in the nociceptive pathway after spinal manipulation. The objectives of a recent study published in the journal Manual Therapy were to determine the immediate effect of cervical and dorsal manipulation over the production of nitric oxide and substance P and establishing their relationship with changes in pressure pain thresholds in asymptomatic subjects. No changes in nitric oxide production were observed. In conclusion, mechanical stimulus provided by cervical manipulation increases substance P levels and pressure pain threshold but does not change nitric oxide concentrations. Part of the hypoalgesic effect of spinal manipulation may be due to the action of substance P. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The aim of a recent study, again published in the journal Manual Therapy, was to determine if differences exist in lumbar and multifidus thickness at rest and during activation between individuals with chronic low back pain and controls. Lumbar multifidus thickness was assessed via rehabilitative ultrasound imaging and was performed in prone and standing, both at rest and during muscle activation, in other words, with a contralateral arm lift. There was a significant difference in lumbar multifidus percentage thickness change in standing during activation with a contralateral arm lift. The chronic low back pain demonstrated a greater percentage thickness increase at L5-S1 level compared to the controls. There were no differences between groups at the L4-L5 level for this position. There were no differences between the groups for lumbar multifidus thickness or percentage thickness change in prone or standing at rest or during activation with a contralateral arm lift in prone. With the chronic low back pain group, no significant difference between side differences were found. These results give preliminary insight into possible differences in lumbar multifidus contractile behavior during functional movements in chronic low back pain. However, larger scale research is warranted. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional
exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.